Hello, Mirror Fam, and welcome to the 18th episode of Mirror Fam Podcast, Season 2, Episode 8. And this is also a very, very, very important topic that I will be speaking about, and that might be sensitive for some viewers. And this topic is racism. Racism around the world, racism globally, you know, racism generally. We're gonna talking everything racism related and stuff like that. And you know, sometimes with very sensitive or very serious topics, I usually do an ML episode, and an ML is a Mirror Fam only episode, which is just me and not featuring anyone else. I did the same thing for season 2 episode 7, which was social media, which was the last podcast episode behind season 2 episode 8, this one now. So yeah, racism, it's a very deep topic, could be sensitive for so many people, maybe it could be traumatizing to you, or some people may not have to deal with racist remarks or general racism, or may not know what racism really is. And here I am to cover everything racism for you. Okie dokie, so yeah, it's an ML episode again. Rest out only. So let's deep dive and head into the first question, which is, let me just get up the first question for you guys, because I've done a lot of planning today, so by the way, so this might be a little out of order. Okay, so the first question for this episode is, what is your opinion on racism? So, my opinion on racism is, I feel like there's literally no point in racism. Like, I don't know why it exists, and I don't know why people think racism is right or correct. I feel like racism is one of them things where it was created because people wanted power. People wanted to be higher than other people. People are selfish. I just generally think racism is dumb. There's literally no point in it. Like, you don't get anything. You don't get paid. You don't get money. Yeah, racism doesn't pay your bills. Being racist does not pay your bills. So what's the point in being racist? There's literally no point in being racist. Like, you don't get anything. You don't get paid. You're not helping you in any single form, shape, or way. So, I just generally feel like racism, it's a very, how do I call it? It's a very, race in itself, it's just, it's deep, you know? It can be very traumatizing, it can be very scary, and it could be very, I don't know. I mean, some people may think that, I'm overdoing this, I'm overdoing that. When I say traumatizing or scary, like, you know, you've seen stuff like George Floyd, where some people wonder if they would be like a George Floyd and get killed because of their race, or Ahmaud Arbery, or everybody. Like, there's loads. Like, the list goes on and on and on. You may not know about everything. We only know of what the news see, not what everything in the world is. Because people die every single second. You blink, there's another death. Even in between the points where you don't blink, someone is dying, and it's a seedling. So yeah, generally, that's only what we see on the news. We don't see everything on the news. We don't see every single person who gets killed with their race on the news. You know? It's a very simple thing that's not always shared. Or maybe it's hidden and not shared because of racism. And, you know, I don't know. I could go many ways. So, next question is, do you think racism should be legally punishable? I think it should. You know, it's 2022, as of right now. And racism, I don't know, it literally brings people nowhere but just degrade. Like, let me just sit down for a second. So, it generally literally leads nobody nowhere. And so, I feel like it should be illegal punishment. And I feel like if there was to be a legal punishment, maybe at least minimum, a lawsuit, a fine. And the fine money would probably be, maybe a £200 fine for minimum. And maybe, oh my gosh, that's too much. No. It's not too much. It is not too much. 2022. Grow up. Okay? So it's not too much. It's perfect. And the maximum? Maximum should be... I think the maximum should be jail time. Yeah, for racism. And the jail time, I think it should be minimum of jail time would be like maybe 10 months. And then maximum, probably 2-3 years. Because, bro, we need to get people straightly thinking. People are not thinking. People are not considering other people's feelings. You know? People, like, we need legal action to be put in place for people to consider other people's feelings. That's crazy, you know? And I heard it could be racism is punishable sometimes, yet it takes a whole riot for a police officer that killed someone, literally a video of it, to get sentenced for something. It literally took a whole riot, protests around the entire world, just for a murderer to be put in jail for murder. Does that make sense? Like, it literally does not make sense. You know, it's literally crazy. It's just really nothing on it. What is your opinion on unintentional racism? So, unintentional racism is basically like, say, for example, the N-word. If you say that and you didn't really know what it meant and you had no clue about it, you just generally didn't know what it was, or you said something racist that you didn't actually know was racist. So, my opinion on that, I feel like that's fine, but of course, you know, it's still a bit weird. And of course, if you say something that's, you know, intentionally racist, of course, educate the person and let them know why it's racist. Don't have a go at the person, but at least inform them and educate them why it's racist and what they said is wrong, so they don't repeat it again. So yeah, I generally think unintentional racism is fine, because they didn't really know, they can't control themselves. But of course, don't say it again. If you say it again, then you know it's intentional, because they didn't take what you said and they didn't, you know. If they say they forgot, and they probably weren't listening in the first place, or they probably didn't really care that much, or they wouldn't really think it's that important to remember, or something like that. Do you think racism impacts on how the world is like? I think, yeah, it impacts a lot. You know, with racism in the world being existing, if there wasn't racism, there wouldn't be stuff like the Black Lives Matter movement. There wouldn't be, like, it wouldn't exist, because, you know, everyone gets treated equally. And then the, I forgot the Asian one is it? I forgot what it was. Oh no, I forgot what it was. Oh no, that's really annoying. I forgot the Asian, because it was like an Asian movement. Oh yeah, Stop Asian Hate. Stop Asian Hate, Black Lives Matter, stuff like that. They wouldn't exist if everyone was already treated equally, you know? Like, there's no point in having a movement for something that's already fixed or done. You know, that's like, for example, I'm going to give you guys a little example. That's like having a, say if there was a game, everyone hated the game. The game promoted violence, promoted hate speech, promoted racism, stuff like that. And then the game got removed. Yet, people are saying still to remove the game if the game's already removed. Like, it doesn't make sense. If it's not existing, then what are you fighting for? Like, if the equality doesn't exist, what are you fighting for? To be equal? It's already equal. So, yeah, I genuinely think if there was no racism, there wouldn't be, you know, all these big organizations. I'm not saying the organizations are wrong, of course. I stand with them, of course. No, they don't completely right. But, you know, it's like, sometimes an impact on the world, a big impact. So, the next question is, why do you think anyone would think racism is acceptable? I don't know. Some people just, I can't even give an answer to this question. Like, I don't know why someone would find this isn't enjoying, I mean, as enjoyment or entertainment. Like, I don't know. I don't get how you being racist, hurting people's feelings, because it's something they just generally can't control, something they were born with, what they were meant to be, genetics, you know. You can't come at someone from like genetics. Like, I always say this and think this to myself. Never come at someone for something they just generally have no control over. Like, people can control many things, but your race or where you come from or your genetics or sometimes what you look like, depending on what it is, you can't really change that. That's literally what you were born as, you know. So, like, it just generally doesn't make sense. I don't really think any, I don't even know why people think it's acceptable. Because you'd have to have the mind of a racist to answer that question, and I don't have the mind of a racist. How can we overcome the challenges of racism? A way you could do this, ways we could overcome racism is, oh no, it's just realistically, it's very simple, but people don't cooperate, people still are racist, and it doesn't make sense. You could just as simply just treat everyone the same. Like, I don't get why is anyone's skin color matters. Like, it's like, I don't know how to, like, I don't know what to put as an example is. Oh, say this. I'm gonna use these two colors, green and yellow. There was, say, green and yellow, they were just normal colors. Actually, no, blue and light blue. Say, because they're both, like, shades of blue. Blue and light blue. Say there was a blue skipping rope, and there was a light blue skipping rope, and then you chose the light blue skipping rope, and then you mistreated the blue skipping rope. It doesn't make sense, because they look like the exact model, material, shape, like, they're literally the exact same, just the color is different. It's the same thing. And those preference TikToks of, oh my gosh, which skin color is out? Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, is the other part. I find those so dumb. But why are you choosing, why are you picking and choosing races to get out? Huh? Does that make sense? Is it coming in your mind correctly? Because it literally just does not make sense. Like, it sounds like I'm whispering and doing some ASMR, but oh no, it just generally doesn't make sense to me. So why y'all picking and choosing races to go out? Like, and some people really just misunderstand. For example, BLM. People misunderstand what Black Lives Matter is about. Black Lives Matter is not about making black people higher than anyone else. Black Lives Matter is to make black people equal as every other race, and every other race should be equal as every other race, because every other race is still a race and it doesn't really matter. The only thing different is genetics, and genetics don't harm anyone, and it's just that the skin tint or shade, the color is just different. So, like, there's literally nothing to it. Like, it doesn't affect anyone, it doesn't hurt anyone, it doesn't beat anyone, it doesn't slap anyone. Like, it's not physically hurting me. Like, oh my gosh. It's crazy to me. how do you react to racism towards, how should you react if you witness racism to someone else? I generally think it depends on your age sometimes. I know you can react the same in your mind, but say if like you're a whole adult, you could do something, of course. You can, if there's something racist, you can of course stop it, and you witness it, you can stop it. Because you're an adult, you can do whatever you want. But if you're a child, say you're like walking in the shops with your parents, and you're a child and you see something racist, you as a child aren't going to go up to a grown man or woman, like a grown 30-year-old man or something like that, and then start screaming at him, saying, you're like, you're a whole child. Like, you know, you could do serious stuff. No, because you're a little child. So, you could also think this way mentally in our head, like, oh, well, no, what you said was wrong, you shouldn't have said that. Physically, we all can't really do the same thing about, because, you know, stuff like that. But of course, do your best at stopping any racist act. Hey guys, I'm really tired today. I'm very tired today. It sounds like I'm whispering at times, and it sounds like I'm really close at times. Do you think the Black Lives Matter movement is effective? I think it is. You know, without the Black Lives Matter movement, a murderer wouldn't have got in jail, which is Derek Chauvin and all that. He wouldn't have got jail time if it was without the Black Lives Matter group chat. organization. I don't know why group chat came in my head. Organization, you know? Without BLM, a murderer would have just been let loose, had his job, everything, which is fine. But, you know, communities donate to families, they've lost their sons, daughters, other family members due to racial injustices and, you know, stuff like that. So the Black Lives Matter the Black Lives Matter organization is doing a lot. Maybe it's not a visible thing, but they're giving an invisible sign of a visible thing. Oh, it's hard to explain. But they're doing stuff that you can't see, but they're always doing stuff behind the scenes. You know, they're always working, paying, donating, supporting, loving, showing, care. No, they're doing stuff. They're doing their best for what they can do and stuff like that. What was your reaction to the killing of George Floyd? I was just generally confused for like the whole past, like after watching that video, like I saw the video and it's for a whole week after seeing that video, I was so confused. Like, it's all like, I don't even know, like, I'm actually confused. Like, I don't even know. I was just generally shocked. Like, I didn't really understand, you know, racism could really go that far in this day and age. You know, the video will happen in 2020. I think it was 25th of May 2020. You know, that's not a really nice way of starting off the decade. But, you know, it happens every year, you know. Who knows? It could even happen every month, every day, every week. Probably not every day, but actually maybe every day. There's like 7.9 or 8 billion people in this world. So who knows what goes on in like 200 and something countries? 7.9 billion or 8 billion? You know, it's a lot of people in the country. Very big. Okay, next question. Have you ever been to a protest? No, I've not actually been to a protest. I've never actually been to a protest. But I've seen protests. Not in real life, but I've seen them real online. Surprisingly, I've never actually seen one in real life. Like, people walk and look. Yeah,
would you like to do with your breakup? I do stand for what they say, but protests, they're not really my type of thing. Oh no, because, you know, COVID, we're all shouting the same thing of spit everywhere. With the walking everywhere. And cars passing through. This. People, you know, You know, loads of attacks happen during protests. You know, it's not really my type of thing. I won't come at someone for who does it, of course, because that's, you know, what they do and stuff like that. And they don't mind. They don't have any problem. You don't have the same opinion. I don't mind people who go to protests. But, this is generally, like, to me, it's not something I would go to or do or take part in. But people do it, and, you know, stuff like that. They don't mind it. But, I don't know. This is just generally something I wouldn't do. Okay. Next question is, have you encountered racism? Oh wait, I read the question. I was reading something else. Do you think racism should be... No, I've already answered that. Do you think every race can go through racism at the same level? So this means, like, kind of every single race basically experience racism at the same extent. But, I don't know, it's hard to explain in different words. I think I read it kind of fine. No. I don't think people can experience racism with other people. Like, for example, people who are white, they don't have a slur against them. They are the majority. They are not oppressed. Compared to other people who aren't the majority, they are minorities, they are oppressed, and they're POC, which white people aren't, which is different. So, I guess they can't really go through racism at the same level. I'm not saying they can't, but not at the same level. Those aren't really severe, or I don't know. It's a bit eh. Do you think racism is taught, or are people born racist? I don't think being born racist exists. I feel like racism relates to genetics. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Racism, in my opinion, relates to where you're brought up. Because if you're brought up around black people, or Asian people, or Hispanic people, you wouldn't have a problem with them. So, because, you know, you're with them and you know they're fine, there's nothing bad about them. But if you grew up in, like, a white neighborhood, had racist people surrounded near you, you know, you'd become one of them because you're influenced by them. Racism, you don't be born racist, you're not out of the womb when you're racist. You don't have such a opinion on people to kill them when you're born. Something you must have been taught or led onto or has been passed on to you. Not genetically, but just, I don't know. Do you think the color of your skin affects anything? No. I don't really think. The only thing color of your skin affects is maybe it's just your look. You just look different. That's it. Like, personality. It doesn't make your personality different. Doesn't make who you are, it's just a different skin tone or skin hue. Maybe sometimes it's genetics, but like, I don't know. Now I'm extra tired, by the way. Heck, sorry guys, I'm just really tired. I'm really hungry at the same time. But yeah, I generally don't think it really affects anything. The only thing that affects is your skin and genetics. Now, next question is, what is your opinion on people who aren't black saying the N-slur, or more widely known as the N-word? If you aren't black, you say the N-word. I generally just, if you are aware of it too, you should know better. You should literally know better. Even if I'm not offending anyone with it. It's so easy to avoid. Like, oh, it just slipped out by accident. The only way you could slip out is if you say it regularly. so it just doesn't slip out. It's something you say regularly. Let's say if you're on a TikTok and you're doing some lip thing or a voice thing, or you're trying to rap out a song, and oh, I accidentally said unit. No. It's so easy to skip. But it's something in your language, in your lingo, your vocabulary that you regularly say, that just sticks out. This one's like YOLO, or yeet all the time, or whatever they do. It's a habit, and it just slips up because that's something you would say. Same with the N-word, if it's something you say a lot, it would slip out more. But if you, I don't really think you should not say the N-word if you're not black. Even if you're, I'm not offending anyone, still don't say it. But what's the point? You don't get a medal, you don't get anything. So there's literally no point, just have the respect. Come on up. So yeah, I don't think you should say it. If you are not black. Do you think people aren't doing enough to solve racism? Generally, yeah. Like, racism could be solved, but people just aren't putting that extra effort to solve racism. Or overcome the problems of racism. Like, racism is could realistically, in its easiest form, just stop hating on each other, be normal, like just treat everyone else like you treat anyone else, and just live your life free. Like, that's it. That's literally it. That's as simple as it could get. But some people, you know, there's still racist people who lack lack courage, like sympathy for other people, which is despicable. So yeah, people are just generally, they're just fussy. Just generally fussy people. I'm not even joking, just generally selfish, fussy people. Where do you think racism originates from? Because racism, you could say it originated in America. Slavery, I guess. But that's from all I know. Of course, racism plays, I mean, of course, slavery plays a part in racism. But yeah, probably America, if I had to guess, because, you know, racism, bringing slaves over from Africa to America, Jamaica, Caribbean, you know, stuff like that, you know? Do you think people who are Asian can experience racism? I think Asian people can experience racism. I actually think Asian people can experience racism. You know? Because Asian people, they aren't the majority. They are colored. They're from a place that is not either Europe or America. I know there is still black Asians who are not from Europe or America, but I mean, like, originally, because Asians are from, well, most of the Asians are from Asia, because Asians are, you know, Asia, Asians, you know, makes sense, like, African, most, every single black person is African, so, same with Asians, that's just the origin, so yeah, I think Asian people can experience racism, just like a black person can. Or something like that. Do you think white people can experience racism? That's a very mixed one. I feel like they can, but it's not really severe. Like, it's not even that big. Cause realistically, if you think about it, they've always had power. So they generally get, like, they've always had power, so it's like, sometimes they want to be oppressed. Like, you have power, what are you complaining about? You don't have a whole word against you. You've never lived through 400 plus years of slavery work and have to fight for freedom for 400 plus years, you know? Or have an ancestry, or, you know, similar experience. Oh, no, just something that links back. never really, but still, they still kind of play. It's not really big. They can't really, a person can't really see much to a black person to TV. So it's harder to be racist for a white person. Because for a black person, boom, simply say one word, racist, and then you're being racist too. Asian people, you can say one word to racist, or you could do this gesture with your eye to mock racist. Mock languages within Asian culture, racist. Do so many things and just simple racist. Well, when it comes to white people, you have to do just like, I don't know, like it's more complicated racist or white person. Some people think that if you're mixed race, you cannot say the N word. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? I don't really think it's my place to answer this question. I don't really know, to be honest. I don't know, because sometimes mixed people can white pass, which means come out as white. I mean, like, say that they're white. Like, sometimes mixed race people could just generally say they're white and some people would actually believe them. Like, it'd be believable. But, maybe for white pass saying no. I don't know. Or maybe if, say, half of them. But generally, I just actually don't know, and I don't think it's my place to answer that question, because I have the clues and I don't know the answer to that. And I probably get some dumb response from like a joke. Especially how tired I am, I'd probably give one dumb, dusty answer. If racism didn't exist, what good things could have happened? I feel like if it didn't exist, we would, instead of focusing on my mind with embracing them, we could be actually thinking of something else, like how to cure cancer or stuff like that. But you know, we're so unreasonable because it's a problem that still needs to be fixed. It's not being fixed, and has not made the injustices to justice. So I generally think that there's lots of things, good things that could happen if it was solved. So yeah. Do you think the world is slowly overcoming racism or getting worse at handling and managing it? I think racism within the world is getting better, I guess. Slowly, very slowly, slowly, slowly. Not really heard much about racism. I don't know, but I'm thinking it's getting better, you know, progressing and less problems and stuff like that. You know, I have a good feeling. I think it's getting better. Just good, at least. But of course, there's still many, many racist issues and stuff going on in the world. Do you find racism overall as a topic sensitive? Let me redo that. Do you find racism overall as a topic a sensitive subject? I think, yeah, some people, it's a sensitive subject for some people. Some people may have experienced racism and do not like speaking about it. Some people may have experienced racism and they don't know how to express their feelings. People may tear up when they explain their racist, you know, what they've been through with racism and stuff like that. I don't know, a lot, to be honest. There's a lot, but yeah, I generally think it can be called as a sensitive subject, in my opinion. Do you think people should be forced to learn about racism? I think people should, generally. Because racism is something you need to know and learn about. Like, racism, people should know about it. Maybe something you don't want to know about, but you still have to know about it. I think people they should know about racism. So I just generally feel like racism is something people should know about. Maybe something you don't want to know about. But generally, I think you should know about it. Plus, it's important, and it's an important subject / topic. Do you think schools let people get away with racism?
I think, yeah. There's many racist issues within school, and some people just get let out of it.
So, yeah. I think they do get away a lot with racism within school. They shouldn't get away with it, but I feel like, you know, they let it fly too much. They don't do enough to stop it, generally. I feel like there is more they could do, but they just generally don't do anything. It's like within, what do you think the school punishment for racism should be? I think it wouldn't be expel, not an expel. Because if there was, with so many racist incidents within school, the whole, like, a lot of the school would get expelled. So maybe, like, an isolation, internal exclusion, i.e., something like that. Yeah, I think that is what should happen. If you don't know what an isolation is basically where for an entire day you're in this room and you can't leave the room. There's no one else there. And you have to do all your work in that room. And stuff like that. Sometimes people have 2-day isolation, a week isolation. I don't know. Imagine having a month isolation though, just in a room by yourself, coming to school, just be by yourself for 6 hours in a room that you can't leave, just to leave work you don't want to do. That is sad. So be good kids. Do you think that racism can be solved easily, but people are stubborn and want power? Yeah, I think racism, it can be solved, but people are just generally fussy and want power. And there's this word, and I forgot what it is, but people just generally want power. They want to be seen as higher, they want to be seen as dominant, prominent. They just want to be seen as higher than everyone else. But racism is not, you know, racism is not good. It's not good. But people are that selfish, they would hate on other people just because they want power. That's actually sad. That's literally disappointing, I'm not even joking. That's actually sad. Like, it's crazy to think of. And that it's crazy to think that, because it actually happened. And it's actually crazy. Do you help with ending racism? I feel like there's not much I can do from my own perspective, but mainly I can just educate, and that's what I do, and that's what I try to do, of course, and try to do my best with educating the uneducated with racism. Of course, I do what I can, and I do my little part to add to a whole big part. So, and we should also do the same with helping to end racism, because that is good, and it comes in handy. How can we educate those about racism? You know, just let them know why it's wrong, how everyone's the same, and there's literally nothing different but skin tone. Sometimes genetics, stuff like that. Inform people about other cultures, about religions, ethnical groups. You know, let people know, stuff like that. What do you think the Black Lives Matter is all about? I think Black Lives Matter is literally all about, you know, Black Lives Matter is about uplifting Black people so they are equal as every other race. So, stuff like that. Not to make them higher than anyone else, but to make them equal. Not lower, equal. The same respect, the same treatment in the same perspective as everybody else in the world, as an race. Do you think protests are helping to put an end to racism? Kind of, yeah. And without, people don't want protests. So people wouldn't, like, for example, George Floyd, another police wouldn't start, like, I've not heard a police kill someone on the street like that in a while. So people are not getting killed because they know if it happens, people will be put in leash, people will be put in jail, people will be filmed, people's houses will get burned, thrown rocks at, their cars will be destroyed, their jobs will be lost, they'll be broke. And they'll be humiliated, ashamed. So it's putting an end, you know? Something like that. And having a whole world hating you, that's just, wow, it's crazy. That's sad. So people will not want that to happen. So protests are doing something. What are your opinions on the fact that a whole riot has to happen for police to get jail time for murder? I don't even know. I feel like, is that crazy that a whole protest, a whole riot, to go on for a police to get jail time when they literally committed a crime, literal murder for no reason? Like, what's the excessive thing for it? It doesn't make sense. Okay, we're on to the last question now, which is, define racism in your own words. What do you think it is? I think racism is hate to another person for their race, like their skin tone and what they, you know. Actually, no, not skin tone, because you could be black and be light skin, which would be color or colorism. So let me restart. I think racism in my words is giving hate to another person or group of person or people, personnel. For their race. Yeah, that's basically, I feel like, discrimination towards someone because of their race. I just generally, that's in my words, what racism is. So yeah, that's racism in my words. Discrimination to someone because of their race. And that is the end of this podcast episode. Sorry if it felt a bit quicker than usual. I'm very tired today, so yeah. And as you know me, Mr. Marissa, podcast guy, I have a quote at the end of every single podcast episode. And the quote for this episode is, "All races are beautiful, the racism is despicable." That is the quote for season 2, episode 8. And made by myself, you know, me, Mr. Poet, quote guy, you know, swag. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode and listening to my views and opinions on this M.O. Mestar only episode. Don't forget to follow the podcast for more podcast episodes. You know, I'm always delivering to you guys, hoping you guys will enjoy. And yeah, I'll see you in the next podcast episode. Love that, love that.